listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Anything and everything to raise your vibration. I am your host, Davey Crockett. We got co-host Jay Siegel.
Hello.
Hello. So, before we say anything, LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station in the world. It's all about positivity, all about love, all about light, and it's also about letting go of your fear. Oh, you know that's what we're about. So check this out, people. We're going to kick the show off with one of these.
Speak up and be bold.
May I ask you, could you touch on and help with the fears, like with claustrophobia and these different
fears? Touch on the fears, such as claustrophobia and so forth. Now, many of you already understand, of course, that these things are sometimes imprinted upon many of your psyches through certain experiences that some of you may have, either in childhood or in what you might call an impressionable moment. But nevertheless, it still all comes down to the idea that it is really an imprintation in the definitional belief system. All fears, are a reaction to something you believe to be true. You don't have a feeling about anything if you don't first have a definition or a belief about that thing or that circumstance or that situation. So all fears, no matter how it exhibits itself, first of all, understand it is a reaction to a definition you have bought into. That is the impression that you bought into. It was a belief system or a definition that allows you to experience your reality in this particular emotional way. Now, sometimes, yes, the specific type of fear, such as what you call claustrophobia, can be symbolic of what the definition itself is. And therefore, the type of fear can actually help you get in touch with what the definition might be. For example, again, claustrophobia may be related to the idea of a definition that says that you cannot expand, that you are structured and held fast by limitation itself, that you are, in that sense, suffocating by the limiting beliefs that you have been spoon-fed or forced to buy into unknowingly. And the claustrophobia may be your psyche's way of letting you know you have these beliefs, so that the fear will become so great it will force you to waken to the fact consciously that you have these beliefs unconsciously, so you will find them, change them, and then in so doing, transform the fear into joy. Do you follow?
Oh, yes. That's...
So that's what we're talking about. We thought there is no other better way to kick off the show with a little bit of Bashar. As you know, guys, you can check out Bashar at Bashar.com. He's a channeler who channels an entity, if you guys are into that, from the planet Sasani X, which is another planet out in the galaxy. So if you guys are into that, then you should definitely check him out if you haven't already. Today, if you guys were just listening, we are going to be talking about letting go of fear. We're going to be talking about, one, letting go of fear, what fear is, and why it doesn't serve you. This show, I'm going to kick off with an email written by Jason. Jason was actually the inspiration for this show. Anytime a listener, you know, gives me an email or shoots me a message or anything, I do anything and everything in my power to answer that person's question correctly. And not necessarily correctly, but to answer it in a way that can benefit them and the other people that are listening. So I'm going to kick off the email. It goes, "Hey, Dave and Justin."
Hey.
"Hey, Jason, hey, what's man. Up? The only reason why I know your name is Jason is because you put it at the end of the email." It goes, "Hey, Dave and Justin. A few shows ago, I heard you talking about letting go of fear. Well, what do you know? I just have to say it is much easier said than done. How can you just tell a person to let go of their fear and expect it to be that easy? I have fear towards a few things in my life. Is there anything else you guys can say to give me a reason to let go of my fear? Thanks, Jason." Well, Jason, first off, you have to say, or what you said is, I just have to say it is much easier said than done. That is correct. Mm-hmm. It indeed is much easier said than done. If everything was as easy to do as it is to say, wow, we would be a lot more developed
people,
collective society.
Yeah.
Like building there now. No, but seriously, it's like it's as if you're building a construct. It's as if you're building a building for yourself. You're really building something within yourself. So for one, it is going to be easier said than done. Your next statement is, how can you just tell a person to let go of their fear and expect it to be that easy? Well, here's the key, Jason. It's not about recognizing whether or not you say, how can you just tell a person to let go of their fear and expect it to be that easy? Well, that's the whole process, man, right? That's the whole process of growing and building that building, is recognizing that it is as easy as you make it. It is not about me telling a person and I expect their fear to just go away. It's about me planting a seed and then you doing the work, right?
Yeah.
It's about me planting a seed, a little seed in your consciousness that says,
and it grows.
You don't need the fear. And then it says, I have fear towards a few things in my life. Is there anything else? Well, first of all, I have fear towards a few things in my life. We all do. That's good, Jason. I have fear towards a few things in my life as well. Is there anything else you guys can say to give a reason why I should let go of my fear? Well, this is the only reason that I would say, and by the way, listeners, this doesn't just go out to Jason, this goes out to anybody and everybody that has ever had a fear, has a fear, or will have a fear about something in the future. Is there anything else you guys can say to give a reason why I should let go of the fear? Well, yes, the reason why you should let go of the fear...
It inhibits you.
...is... Thanks, man. You're on
I'm
the
butting
dot.
In.
Yeah, no, not at all. No, that's good.
And it's most likely... not necessarily irrational, but it's based, like if you listen to that clip earlier, it's based on something that you've kind of put this monster to,
right?
And it's not necessarily, you know, an evil, or it might not be as dangerous as you think. You just have this definition.
Absolutely.
Which is well put.
That is very well put. Thank you, Justin.
Earlier, I'm saying it was earlier well put.
Well, yeah, you, well, It was. You put it pretty well yourself,
oh,
man.
Thank you.
But absolutely. And I feel like one of the most important aspects of getting rid of your fear, Jason, is defining for yourself, first of all, what are you afraid of and why are you afraid of it? Okay. What are you afraid of and why are you afraid of it? Take a minute out and really think about that. Really, really ponder and ask yourself, why am I afraid of this? Well, because of the outcome.
Okay. Exactly.
Right? I'm afraid of this because if this happens, then I lose this. You know what I mean? If X happens, then I lose Y and I end up in Z. Sadness.
Easy.
Well, here's the... Jason, the most important thing to understand is that, first of all, you are the one that sets, as Justin said, and as Bashar said, you are the one that sets the definition in your head. You are the one that makes it a monster. That was good, Justin. I like that, man.
Thanks.
You're the one that makes it a monster. There is nothing, not one single thing in this world that is already defined as good or bad. There is not one single instance, circumstance, experience, anything in this entire world that has already a prerequisite label of positive or negative. Do you understand, Jason? Do you understand, listeners? It's you who puts that definition. It's you who makes it concrete. It's you who makes it positive. It's you who makes it negative. Now, of course, you can take a very terrible circumstance, show it to 1,000 people, and I guarantee you, 999 out of those 1,000 people will look at that and be like, that's a bad thing. For example, you see a car crash on the side of the road, right? People are questioning, they're like, well, Dave, what about the Holocaust? What about all these terrible things? How can you look at that and say that that is not a preconceived notion of negativity? How can you say that that is not a prerequisite? Negativity is a prerequisite to that circumstance. And I'm going to say, well, the gentleman, that's a favored word for the man. The man, we'll take the Holocaust, right? The man, Hitler, okay? He was a very negative man. He had negative thoughts, negative intentions. He had no positive intention behind doing what he did, right? But here's the catch. Who's to say, let's say you're not a human being, right? Let's say that we're an observer. Let's say we're a cloud, right? That has no preconceived notion of what is good, what is bad, what is right, and what is wrong. Who can say that that in itself is all negative, is all bad? Well, okay, the Holocaust is literally like the worst thing that's ever happened. I'm going to say that that is a very negative and bad experience. That is a very negative and terrible and bad experience. And the reason why I say that is because that was surrounded by pure hatred and negativity. And that is a mass collection of pure hatred and negativity and sorrow and loss. So that energy that all these people are creating is what makes something as gnarly and as large as the Holocaust such a terrible thing. That is negative. That is terrible. That is bad. Now let's take a car crash, right? Let's take, you take 100 people, you show them a car crash, you say, is that a positive or a negative thing? I guarantee you everyone's going to say that's a negative thing, right? But then we don't know down the line what lessons that taught. We don't know. All we know is what we perceive. And if we can perceive that car crash or something that happens so bad in our lives to be a little bit better, then we can let go of the fear. Do you get what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
Little bit. Damn, man.
Damn.
Woo! No, but I think that truly, the most important aspect of letting go of your fear is defining for yourself the circumstance. Right?
Yeah. You gotta find out what the fear is.
You have to find out what the fear is, and
what are the effects of it? Like, what will really happen if, you know?
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, whatever right. your phobia may be.
Yeah, totally. What's your phobia? You're like Bashar, claustrophobia? Claustrophobia is just, and this is my favorite part about that whole video. That's why I played it to 2 minutes and 30 seconds in. By the way, if you guys want to check out that video, you can go on youtube.com and then in the search engine, just type in Bashar Fear. Check it out. It's a whole 8-minute and 50-second video. That was only the first 2 minutes and 30 seconds. The last 5 minutes are really great as well. What he said, which I love, is that your fear is actually, check this out, write this down. I'm going to write this down as we're talking. Damn, no, I'm not. your fear is just an opportunity to transform a frequency that is in your consciousness that is out of alignment into alignment. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your fear is just an opportunity to turn something from bad to good. It is an opportunity to go from the darkness to the light. It is an opportunity to go from out of tune to in tune, out of alignment to enlightenment, to in alignment, to enlightenment. So do you guys understand what I'm saying? This is just, I feel like this is one of the most important aspects of the human psyche is getting over your fear. Man, damn it, guys. If you want to call in, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Jason, thank you for the inspiration for the show topic today. We're going to transition in a quick minute.
Tell us your fears.
You want to know my fears? Oh, the listeners'
you and,
fears.
Oh, you too.
Oh, man. I don't want to talk about my fears on the radio. I get kind of scared.
I get kind of nervous.
I get nervous talking about my fears on the radio. Well,
no,
one of my fears...
Listeners, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, call
one,
in.
One of my fears is public speaking. I'm just kidding. Did you know, fun fact, public speaking is actually the number one feared thing in America? Public speaking, you know that death is second to public speaking?
That's inevitable, so that's an irrational fear in my opinion.
Hey, man, but, that is cool.
You know?
Hey, I dig that. Fuck yeah, man. That's so cool. We're going to transition for a minute. This is Axel. Justin, do you want to give him a little plug?
Yeah,
do you want to say a little something?
Yeah, sure. This is my my buddy, my collaborator, an artist I work with. His name is Axel Mansour. He's a very talented singer-songwriter. Just at the ripe young age of 20, he's out there getting his stuff heard, making music, and I wanted to play a little song.
So here we go.
Enjoy.
Axel Mansour.
This is The Remedy.
The Remedy. Check it out.
resting day, I can only save you in my own way. Senses, what words can't describe. Nobody's senses that I will still strive. So let our days end, we're together alive. Can only save you in my own way.
Well, there you go.
There you go,
that's
guys.
That's my buddy Axel. If you're digging that, you can check it out anywhere online. Axel, A-X-E-L. Last name Mansoor, M-A-N-S-O-O-R.
Excellent, Mansoor.
He's a, you know, upcoming artist, and we'll be hearing more from him in the future. So,
absolutely.
Hope you enjoyed that.
As you guys know, the Vibration Station is all about believing in artists and then breaking them. For, you know, as best as we possibly can. You know, playing their music on the air, maybe even getting them in the studio like we had last week. We had a hip-hop group called Ears to the Ground. They were pretty hip and happening.
Hippity-hoppity-hippity-hop.
It was a good time last week. And if you missed it, then, damn, your family better start planning out your grave. I'm just kidding. Just playing, guys. It's a really bad omen to actually miss the Vibration Station. As ironic as it is, Dave's Good Vibration Station can bring you very bad things if you don't listen. Oh, wow. One of these days, you actually might just open your door to find a little box with a button on it. Have you guys
seen that movie, The Box?
The Box.
I've seen some of it, yeah. And then, like, you press it, you get money.
You get $1 million.
But somebody dies.
Apparently, it doesn't affect you. You just...
In the movie, though, doesn't it come back to them?
Does it?
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I just forget. I saw it, like, years ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Yeah. Wow.
That's an obscure reference right there.
Money or life. Every man has his price. Every man has his price.
I used to be commander-in-chief.
I used to be commander-in-chief of my pimp ship flying high. Just and I were just messing around this morning on the way to the Vibration Station.
Up in space.
Oh, wow. Holy shit, man. Well, yeah, obviously, like, from the cockpit quarters to the broadcasting quarters where, you know, we were just walking there, actually floating there half the way, and then we turned the gravity back on, so we had to walk.
With that gravity button, you know?
That
button?
The button. Actually, our gravity,
button
is located on our right forearm. There's a passcode, pound, 1768325, star, bing. All of a sudden, you drop to the floor. It's insane how great it works. And then you just do the code again, and soon enough, you're floating. So pretty much on our way floating over, we were talking about fears. Justin, here, we're going to get pretty juicy in the show. The first 20 minutes, if you guys are just tuning into the Vibration Station, how dare you? Shut it off now. Just kidding. If you guys are just tuning into the Vibration Station, we have been talking about for the first 25 minutes, letting go of your fear, how fear does not serve you. Yes, we touch a lot about, we touch on that a lot in the Vibration Station, but this show actually was inspired by an email that was given to us that we thought was a great question. The email was from a gentleman by the name of Jason. It said, just to recap you guys, hey, Dave and Justin, a few shows ago I heard you were talking about letting go of fear. I just have to say it is much easier said than done. How can you just tell a person to let go of their fear and expect it to be that easy? I have fear towards a few things in my life. Is there anything else you guys can say to give me a reason to let go of the fear? And if you want to listen to the answer to that, you can tune in on the LA Talk Radio website and check out our archives. But really, all we want to say, if you are just tuning in, a quick recap for that is, any fear, once again, is just an opportunity to allow yourself to find more joy within your life. Any fear that you have is just a piano. Think of it as a piano that is out of tune, and you just need to tune it, and then it'll sound pretty and good, just like your life. Yeah. Also, circumstances don't matter, only state of being matters. So, if your circumstances present you with aspects that could instill you with fear, that is when you take control. You say, only state of being matters. I don't want to be scared. Therefore, I will not be fearful of anything that is going to happen in my reality. Once you let the fear go, you let the attachment go. Therefore, you have no vibration, no frequency within your consciousness that allows you to attract that fear into your reality.
Whoa.
Whoo. That'll be $250. Thank you.
For the advice.
You're welcome. I'm just messing around. Justin, let's kick this off. What are your fears, man? Just no, not what are your fears. Everybody has fears, you know. But what's something, if you feel comfortable about talking about this on live radio, Justin, remember that this radio show is broadcasted internationally. It is over the internet, so the world is listening. What are your fears?
Oh, no.
Don't cry, man. I see tear. Oh, I caught the tear.
Oh beautiful. my fears.
What's something that you're afraid of, man? Like,
I don't know if I necessarily have much of, or many phobias.
Right,
not
right.
Really. You know, I'm not really too afraid of spiders or enclosed spaces, but I guess everybody is a little bit. Yeah. It's a little fear. I think maybe it's the fear of just like going through life and not enjoying it and coming to the end and realizing that it wasn't, you know, because you have that one chance and, you know, make it right. I guess it's the fear of messing up your life and going down a path that's not meant for you. And just like it's a fear that kind of like hangs over your head throughout life and just like steers you towards, you know, your goals. And I guess it's a positive thing. It is
a positive thing.
It leads you to, you know, it's a motivation, it's drive to, you know, what you want to do, what you want to be.
Absolutely.
So fear of failure of that, I guess, is like a looming, you know, darkness.
Right. Right. I understand. I have a very similar...
And clowns.
Clowns.
No,
oh,
I'm just kidding.
Holy shit. No, I'm not. Clowns actually scare the shit out of me.
They're kind of creepy.
They're really fucking creepy, dude.
Yeah.
Like, super creepy.
Yeah.
Like Creeposaurus Rex. Ooh. I have a very similar fear, and I feel like a lot of people our age, you know, 20 years old and whatnot, anywhere from, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, up to 30, 40, you know, everybody, man. Even if you're just experiencing life and you're in the middle of life, I feel, okay, my fear, and this is something very deep and very personal to me, which I find, I find it to be healthy. That I'm saying this. I'm afraid of not going anywhere in my life. I'm 20 years old, and I have, you know, we all have things going for us. I have things going for me. Justin has things going for him. Everybody has something going for them. And if they don't, then they have the potential to start something to go for them, right? But my fear is that that things just aren't going to work out exactly into my favor, right? And that's everybody's fear, is that things aren't going to work out into their favor. But, you know, my fear is that I just get so caught up in, you know, being like, I don't know, lazy or something, or just, you know, I don't seize the opportunities there in front of me, and I don't harness all these amazing things that I have surrounding me and that you have surrounding you. I guess my fear is that that there will be a lack of progression. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then what I have to tell myself, see, we have the little angel and the little devil on your shoulder. The little devil is like, oh no, I'm kind of like, I'm a little afraid of like things don't work out in my life. Like things aren't going to go good. And what if you go to shit? And what if you get it, you know, just, you know, stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. But then the little angel, right? The guy that talks on the vibration station that just said everything about fear is on my shoulder being like, well, here's the thing. And everybody has an angel and a devil on their shoulder. Listen to your angel. The angel says, here's the thing. As much as you fear, as much as that devil talks in your ear, and as much as the devil talks in your ear, we're just using that as a metaphor. There's no religious connection to that whatsoever. But as long as that little guy on your shoulder is telling you, oh, be afraid, be afraid, be afraid, that's when little angel comes in and he or she says, you know, Dave, you know, the more that you are afraid is the more you attract it. The more you do fear is the more you create it. So stop fearing and don't worry about your life. Know that you will seize the opportunities that you have in your life, and know that you will have opportunities that come into your life that will be very detrimental to your to living a positive life, and you will seize them. Guys, we actually just got a caller on the air. You are on the vibration station. How can we help you?
Hi, David. It's Dr. Michelle.
Hey, Doc. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I like your subject, so I thought I'd call in and just talk about a little bit of things that I'm seeing with a lot of young adults your age.
Well, thank you, Doc. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. As you know, listeners, this is the infamous Dr. Michelle on the couch. You got to check her out. LA Talk Radio every Friday morning at 11. And actually, last Friday, Doc, I was listening to your show. You had the coolest show on dreams. And
thank you.
You guys definitely got to check it out. Doc?
Yeah, we had a great guest. I had a dream researcher who's a hardcore researcher, and it's fascinating, her dream interpretation. So a little plug for myself, and if anybody wants to download the show, they can just go to Channel 1 and then go up to Dr. Michelle on the couch, and then, you know, you can check out that show. It was really cool.
It was really cool.
That's not what I called to talk about.
What'd you call to talk about, Doc? Please go on. I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to share some thoughts with you guys that I work with a lot of young adults in my private practice.
Right.
And I think one of the most common fears is I'm not going to get ahead. I'm not going to achieve what I want in my life. And I think a lot of that, for the most part, has been brought about by our society and the emphasis on success and achievement. Much of it has been brought about by parents, you know, because of course we want the best for our children and we urge them to do the best they can.
Right.
It's normal for parents and you guys your age to really want to succeed. But I think my best advice is that you are still learning and growing and experiencing. This is the age where, look, let's face it, most of your friends who are off to college,
right,
out of, in another state somewhere,
right,
they're
right,
studying, they're taking lots of units, they've had, hopefully, scholarships or partial, and, you know, but there's a lot of partying and dating, and there's a lot of stuff going on like that. It's all part of early adulthood, is socialization.
Right, absolutely.
So
it has to
you
be.
Have, yes, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just agreeing with you. I was saying it has to be, you know, socializing, and if you're in college, you know, meeting people is whether you want to or not, it is indefinite.
Right.
You will socialize.
Right.
You will go to,
yeah,
you know, gatherings and let it be parties if you're that kind of person. You know, you'll definitely meet,
right,
people that you find to be attractive that you may even fall in love with. You know, there's just anything,
exactly,
and everything.
And a lot of our friendships from college really sustain into our, you know, years of progression, which is really cool. But my focus on helping young adults is to suggest that they enjoy life, but they also really seriously set certain goals for themselves. Find,
right,
out what their passions are and,
right,
set,
right,
the goals,
right,
to take small steps towards that.
Right.
Sometimes you have to take small, odd jobs in order to have your own income. But at the same time, it's important to try to take steps out into the world of where you're going. In other words, if you want to be a business major, you stay in school, you learn. But maybe you should freelance or you know, intern at you know, a business office to get a feel for what,
right,
it's really out there.
Right.
You're in communications. You're a broadcaster. You do a very good job. Maybe you'd want to volunteer at an internship at a radio station in Los Angeles somewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to just take the time to keep your focus. You're a music maker. You know, you and Justin make great music together.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
No, it's true. And
thank you.
But you need to just keep putting it out there and taking the time to make the music. In other words, what I'm saying is you can dream about it, you can manifest it, and I believe in all that, but you have to take the action out into the world. And you have to allow yourself some discipline and not say, oh, I feel like chilling today. It's a great summer day, of course, in Los Angeles, sunny California. Everybody else listening out there is going, yeah, it's humid and hot back east.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to, on a certain level, especially during the summer, if you're not going to college or summer school, you have to say, I'm going to take a day out and really make a lot of calls, and I'm going to show up at an office, or I'm going to show up at somewhere, and I'm going to really take my small steps towards having people know me and an interested person. You know, I can't tell you how many interns, when I was, you know, starting out in radio, how many interns got real radio jobs.
Right.
I can't tell you, there were so many because they formed relationships,
right,
with the staff,
right,
and they were dependable and they learned. So, you know, the same thing with music. You guys might want to intern at a music publishing company or be an assistant to someone, and be willing to just learn and, you know, not go, oh, I want to make X amount of dollars, because you're not going to yet.
Right. Absolutely. Doc, I wholeheartedly agree with you. And I think that is that what you said is the steps to what we were talking about earlier, to really realigning your fear into joy. And what I mean by that is when you see, Doc, you answered a question for me. If you were just listening a moment before you called, I was talking about how, you know, just my personal fear, but I feel like, you know, everybody shares that same fear of, you know, or being fearful or being worried that, you know, the opportunities that they need to succeed won't come in their life, or if they do come,
right,
you don't properly seize them, or you lose the opportunities and then you just live in the past and just, you know, like,
right,
those kind of stories. But I guess what I'm saying,
well, that's right,
what I'm saying is you just you set up the structure for it, and
yeah,
that's really important. You basically, what you said is if you dial yourself in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You lock yourself in, you take the time out, you say, I am passionate about this.
Yes.
Right? The only possible outcome from my passion will be that I am supported by my passion, right?
Right.
So in allowing for that belief system, in creating those neuronets in consciousness, therefore, you open the door. You create the prism for that reality. But like you said, you just can't sit on your ass and pray all day.
That's right.
You can't.
That's right. You have to take an action out into the world in order to make that, you know, presence known. And you got to stick your neck out. And sometimes you'll be fired. There's going to be people out there who don't like you. That's okay. There's going to be tough times. There's going to be jobs that you hate. There's going to be jobs you love. You just have to learn. But putting yourself out there in, you know, to just get the action going in your life. So when you're not 30 years old, when you're 30 years old, rather, you're not this person who was partying all the time with your friends.
Right.
Stoned half your 20s.
Right, right, right.
Partying, going out, doing nothing, dreaming, you know, sitting around sort of making music or sort of doing things and schmoozing with people in the industry, but not really taking the action.
Right.
Then you're going to kick your... That's when you start kicking yourself, is when you're 28, 29, and this is what I see in a lot of young adults.
Right.
They didn't take the action out there. They kept schmoozing and partying and thinking it was just going to manifest in front of their eyes.
Right.
You know.
Right. Doc, I feel like that's, you know, that's part of the issue that a lot of people have, you know,
mm-hmm.
and being 20 years old right now, you know, Justin and I are both 20 years old. Being 20 years old, it's difficult. It's so hard not to, you know, because, you know, we'll say for the average 20-year-old, you know, you're probably still in school, or if you're not in school, then you're working, right? And if you're working, you know, all you want to do after work is, you know, go home and eat some ice cream, or, you know, like go, you know, get, you know, meet up with your girlfriend or your boyfriend or, you know, your friend, whatever, you know, go home or just go home alone, hang out, watch the TV. You don't want to get off of work and then go home and shower and start like, well, obviously you want to shower, but it's like, you don't want to like go back out there again and start working more. You don't want to.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? It's just so different. It's so much easier, especially, you know, it's a weekend, and I don't condone this whatsoever, but I'm just saying, as a 20-year-old, it does happen. You know, it's a weekend, you go to a friend's house, you got beer, you know, kids drinking, smoke a little weed, blah. It's just, it's so much easier to be like, oh, I'm off of work. Well, I'm going to go hang out with my friends. And
well, it's fine, I think, to, you know, have friends and enjoy the weekend.
Well,
and,
right.
You know, or whatever time you have off. I think it's important. You've got to do that. Otherwise, you'll feel very restrained and get angry if you can't enjoy and have activities and be with your friends and girlfriends and whatever.
Right.
But I think every young adult, if I had known this when I was your age, I would have loved it, is every young adult needs to, on their computers or iPhones or whatever, schedule a calendar of one or two events, Monday through Friday, of things that they need to do, whether it's call someone in your industry, whether it's show up somewhere and connect with someone, whether it's volunteering somewhere. Every day, Monday through Friday, like the other folks out there, you have to make sure that you have things to do towards your goal.
Right, right.
And that, you know, that will step you up to being in the game a lot quicker than a lot of your peers who are still, I think I'll just smoke a joint Monday or Tuesday night and kick back, it's the summer.
Right,
or
right.
I think I'll just have, you know, we got a kickback going on or whatever, you know, which I hear a lot of young adults talking about. And that's great, and you need to do that because you need socialization, you need friends, but make a point of taking care of your business on the weekdays like everybody else. And if your friends say, oh, come on over, come on, let's just kick back, you have to be resistant sometime and say, wow, I've got to focus on doing this.
Right.
A little bit, one or two things a day.
Right,
which
absolutely.
Which takes a couple of hours, several hours.
Absolutely.
Do it, you're done, you feel good about it. See, the more you take action, the more you feel like you are taking control of your life. That's what causes fear. That's what is causing you the fear I think, and a lot of young adults who I see, is because they're not taking action to take care of business, and they continue to feel guilty, and then they get down on themselves, and then they have low self-esteem, and then because they're not taking the small amount of control that they need to. Once you take action, that means you're taking control in your universe. You feel better about yourself. No matter whether it was a rejection or a you know, it didn't feel right, or
right.
You didn't get paid, but you were hanging out with the right people. It's all about taking action. So that's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
And you will feel less fear and more in control of your life the more you take action.
Well, Doc, I totally agree. And I want to go off of that on a quick minute. Taking action, when you said, you know, when you take action, you are actually, you know, you are taking control of your reality, right?
Yeah.
And we have the psychologist mode over here, Doc Michelle, and then we have, you know, like the kids over here that are all cosmic and like, hey, bro, let's talk about the universe. And so if we combine those, right, we have like,
right.
How you said, it actually, when you take control, you are, oh, this is actually something that Bashar says. We opened up the show with Bashar. Once again, you guys should check him out. YouTube search Bashar. He says, this is something he says, it's so cool. He goes, taking action, he goes, anytime before you can change something in your reality, before you can change something in your reality, you have to own it. Because if you don't own it, then you can't change it. It is not yours to change, right?
Right.
So once you own it, once you own the emotion, you own the fear, you own the feeling of whatever that is, then you can choose to manipulate it and to either keep it or leave it or move it in any way that you wish. So what I'm saying is, by taking action, like you said, Doc, by being productive and proactive and going towards the things that you want to do and following your dreams, you're actually owning your reality. You are physically creating, as I've said before, the neural net of consciousness where you allow yourself to take 150% complete control over your reality. Right?
That's
because
right. That's
you, because
so
it's you. You are, it's, this is something else he says. He goes, it's the universe. The Y-O universe. Right?
That's right.
It's the universe. And he goes, another thing he says, you think the universe, it's called a universe, and that's just, he goes, you think that's just random, right? It's the universe.
Right.
No, he's saying it's the universe. And the whole point behind that is that you are your own universe. You are your own reality, and you can take as much action as you want towards anything and everything that you wish to pursue.
I so enjoy listening to him as well, and I enjoyed listening to that at the beginning of your show. The only thing, and I always tell this to people, and I'll let you go because I know time's running out.
That's
the only thing that we have control of in our lives are our thoughts and our actions. We can't control anyone else outside of us.
Right.
And if we take responsibility for those things, it's great, because then we feel more in control, we have more self-esteem, we're happier people. Not that things are always going to turn out right, but in that way, we know that we've done the best we can, and we're just allowing the universe to manifest around us.
Absolutely.
But we've taken action.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Doc, thank you so much. Once again, listeners, check her out every Friday morning at 11. Dr. Michelle on the couch. You can't miss her. Guys, this has been...
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Doc. You're the best. We love
you,
Doc. Guys, once again, this has been an amazing episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. You can check us out, WMDT, Davy Crockett, on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, anything and everything. You also, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to type in Dave's Good Vibration Station in the search engine on Facebook and like our page. Love our page, spread our page, because we're spreading a positive message. Once again, we send you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter, broadcasting from our spaceship. We love you guys. Have a blessed Sunday. Bye-bye. Selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in a golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chillin' on the moon with the guitar, spittin' phrase. But now, I'm in another days. I'm conditionally missing y'all in all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end.